Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
I'm going to say it again. Do you believe that God looked down the stream of time and saw you? With your unique personality, your unique needs, ways in which the enemy would try to get a hold of you and not allow you to be free. And he said, I know all about that, and I'm going to provide everything that they need to break that. And I'm going to inspire somebody to speak those words, to write them down, and I'm going to preserve them over thousands of years and make sure those words get in their hands, because I want them to get a hold of this. This is a way that you can take and bring that promise to God and just take a stand upon it and say and claim it. Do you think God wants us to do that? Am I just spouting out good sounding words? Is this real? Am I the only one that needs this? We say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But do we actually believe it? My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Endless promises that God knows how to make them live. If we're connected to him and actually looking to him with any kind of faith in our hearts, God can say, hey, there's your answer. Now, what I'm looking for from you is for you to believe that from your heart and embrace that as a conviction. Because what's happening if we stop short of that? That's a scary thought. What we're really saying is, I believe my feelings, I believe what the devil is putting in my mind, I believe all these other thoughts that are rising in my heart that are fighting against that more than I believe you. Isn't that what we're saying? Do you think the Lord understands where we're at, is able to help us? Yes, he is. You know, the writer of Hebrews said the word of God is living and active and describes its power. And then it immediately goes into the fact that we got a throne we can go to find grace to help us in time of need. Now part of that need is I need that power that's in that word released into my life. God help us. I could go on with this, but the basic thought is so simple and yet so profound. I'm going to go ahead and turn to something that I have used a little bit in the past. It's in Ephesians chapter 2. Now this follows, remember, what he said in chapter 1 about his incomparably great power for us who believe. It's for us. You can't compare that power with anything, and it's for us. Amen. Do you believe that means that power is for us here, now, today? Amen. Anybody need a greater level of victory? Do we need the Lord to lead us, to show us what to do, and then to help us to do it in life-changing ways, or are we just going to practice our little version of Christianity? Then he talks in chapter 2 about the condition. We've read those scriptures many times. And then what he's done for us. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. What is grace again? It's God's power at work saving sinners. I need power. I don't have it. That power is something that I need at work in my life. And if we open our hearts, God has everything we stand in need of. Anyway, made us alive with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. What's that about? In order that in the coming ages, this goes way beyond this world, he might show the incomparable riches, you can't compare them, of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. Oh, I thank God for A God who has a heart like that. I need it. It's the only hope that somebody like me could possibly have. Oh my God. How could he look at somebody like me and actually love me and give me everything I need to be all that he designed me to be? It's in here. It's in here. It is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it's the gift of God. The faith itself is his gift, not by works, so that no one can boast. But here's the part we leave out a lot of times. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. Now, relate this to Jesus. Did God prepare the works of Jesus in advance? The answer is yes. Everything Jesus did was written down, prophesied, recorded, saved. God had locked up all of the power and the work that Jesus ever needed to do in the words of Scripture. And at the right time, they were released. But now the Lord is saying, hey, it's the same with us. God didn't just save us so we had a ticket to heaven. He saved us to live out divine life in this world. And he has prepared in advance all that he wants us to do. So what's lacking? We don't realize it. We don't ask him for it. We don't believe him for it. All that we need, all that you need, all that I need is locked up in the pages of this book. And the author of this book can take that and cause our minds to focus on something and see the promise that he's given to us and just make a choice and a decision to believe and to trust God and to stand on that and to look to him. And God has promised that the power that is in that will get released in our lives. And I believe with all my heart the biggest place we need is right now to start with the Lord making us free. Relieving us of every kind of bondage that we have in our lives. That's my greatest need. But I don't believe it stops there. I believe God has things for us to do. I believe he's called us to the kingdom, as we've said so many times, for such a time as this. We're some of the ones. We're certainly not the only ones. But I believe God longs to so live in us that if the need arose where a miracle needed to happen that everybody could see, he would have somebody he could actually believe him and be used that way. If we run into situations where there are people that are in bondage and need demons driven away from them, God wants a people who actually believe him that we have the power to do that. I certainly don't, not in myself, but I serve one who does, and he lives in me. You see where God is wanting to take us and how we get, and a major component of how we get there. God has locked up everything that you and I ever will need to be his people. They're right here in the pages of Scripture. His promises are real. His word is powerful. He didn't preserve this just so we could have doctrinal debates. He preserved these words because they are a source, they are a channel of life and power. When we combine the words in this book with the author, and we're like Jesus saying, I'm not here to do my will, I'm here to do yours, and I'm looking to you. Teach me, help me to grow. You don't get it all at once. Paul didn't. He was continually reaching forth, but believing and understanding this is where it's at. He has everything I need. Peter had the same thing. He's got everything we need. Wouldn't it be a good thing if we would ask the Lord to help us right where we're at? There's no magic thing where you can come down and just get it all. I need him to teach me. I need him to shine a light in my life. And show me areas where the truth of the matter is I'm not believing him. He told me that I can do all things through Christ Jesus. I don't really believe that. He told me that I'm dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God. I don't believe that. I don't feel like that sometimes. He hasn't given me the spirit of fear. You know, you go on and on and on with scriptures that God wants to make real. What would happen if he had a people that actually believed him with a simple childlike faith and took the word of God at face value instead of trying to figure it all out or chasing down all the questions that God, that the devil can put in your mind? I can't believe it unless I can explain it all. Well, I don't know how to explain it all. But all I need is, I need to be like a child. Do you think little children can dig into all of that kind of stuff? But I think a child can say, yes, Father, I believe what you said. And I receive it on that basis. I know you love me. I know you have all the power. And I know that power is available for me right here, right now, this morning, this day. Lord, help me just to let go and believe you and exercise the faith that you give me in this issue right here, right now, so that the words that I'm saying are not just something that I generally believe in some vague sense, but they change my life right now. They release your strength into my life this moment. Anybody need this? Yeah. Anybody believe that God wants to be more real to his people? Do you believe he will if we look to him with faith, with childlike faith? Say, God, there's so many promises that I have just sort of recited like there's some sort of mantra, some sort of little magic formula or something. But I haven't really believed it, Lord. Help me right where I am to start and to take a stand and believe you and experience your power. I'll tell you, the younger generation needs to see something. They need to see actual life-changing power in our lives. Don't worry, God's going to raise up a generation in this hour. I praise God for every one of them. But he wants to be real, so we're not just reading about history, hearing about something somewhere else. We're going to see his power in some form or other. Not chasing signs, but signs do follow believers. There's power that God wants to exercise through ordinary people. It's not just for the apostles years ago and all these other things. It's special people somewhere here and there. Every member of the body of Christ is meant to be lived in and used and free for God to use. How about we ask him? Start where we're at and look to him and say, God, help me. Forgive my unbelief, but teach me your ways. Help me to be honest about things that you want to shine a light on in my life and show me where I really haven't been believing you. And help me to start there. And you're going to take me on and you're going to help me to experience your power in my life. Because we've got the power. That's great. What good is it doing me if I don't believe it? And I don't lay hold of it. I believe God is absolutely challenging us. I believe he's challenging his church everywhere to wake up, or else we're going to be like the Laodiceans if we don't. But God wants to take us back, not just to make us look and do the exact same things that we read in the Bible, but yet he could. There's nothing that he ever did that he can't do today. And he's looking for a people that actually believe that and learn to live it out. Praise God.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.